Blog Talk Radio.
Praises shall continually be in my mouth. Good morning. This is Blog Talk Radio, August 22nd, 2020. And this is Amazing Grace Ministries. And we are destroying the yokes of bondage. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your co-host, Missionary Terry Rogers, who has been filling in for your host, Dr. Maria Carey, who is the president and CEO of the Amazing Grace Ministries. Announcements and resources. Our School of Ministry class is conducted on the first and fourth Thursday at 6:30 p.m. via Blog Talk Radio, have ended until September 2020. For more information, please contact Dr. Maria Carey at 309-750-7584. Happy 12th year of service to my pastor, Dr. Byron and Lady Dorothy Gibbs of the Grandison Temple Church of God in Christ. To everyone listening in Radio Land, I decree blessings unto you. If you are blessed by this talk show, I need you to express it via text, email, or comment on our lesson page. Text us at 309-750-7584 or send an email to capital AmazingGraceMinistries@gmail.com. That's Amazing Grace Ministries at gmail.com. And amazing is spelled A-M-A-Z-E-N. Then we have a lesson link. The lesson link is https://www.blogtalkradio.com/amazingministries/2020/08/08/amazen. space GRACE dash MINISTRIES dash dash DESTROYING dash THE dash YOKES dash OF dash BONDAGE. That's HTTPS. www.blogtalkradio.com, Amazing Grace Ministries, 2020-0808, Amazing Grace Ministries, destroying the yoke of bondage. Come and hear what the word is saying to the church. Tune in to hear word from the Lord. In the month of August, we will be understanding how conforming to this world develops flesh that can be overcome by the renewing of our thoughts and our minds through genuine repentance and faith in God. The theme for the month is mind renewal. Do I really believe? If so, where is the proof? The topic this week is Transforming the Mind, Part 2. Scriptures are Romans 12, 1 and 2, King James Version. Living sacrifices to God. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. When you say beseech, beseech is I urge or beg, I beg of you, brethren. Then when you say reasonable service, reasonable is just a rational or just a good or just a sensible thing to do. 2 Corinthians 12, 3 and 5, and this is the King James Version. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Now, last week, we talked about the mind being the spiritual battlefield. We dealt with the scriptures, Romans 12, 1 and 2, the New King James Version, where it talks about in verse 2, not to be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So it is so important to understand how information is received and processed. We have been talking about temptations and strongholds. Strongholds are flash patterns that develop over time through habits or from our experiences. The battlefield is created by the activating events, those things that we have seen or experienced that affect how we think. Activating events like television programs we watch moment by moment, whether or not we've experienced abuse, neglect, whether or not that has been a traumatic event in our life. Then you have the mental evaluation, what we choose to think and believe or what we think, what we choose not to think about. Then you have the emotional response. How we react to be the mental evaluation. If what we believe does not reflect truth, then what we feel does not reflect reality. So after we have evaluated those things, those activating events that we have experienced in our lives, then there is a mental evaluation. After that evaluation determines the way that we respond emotionally. In actuality, that is a cause and effect response. My thoughts then carried out actions of information that I have received and or perceived. We also talked about temptation, and temptations begin when the thought of something that my flesh desires without any considerations to consequences. I just want it. I'm going to get it. So the mind creates a response to whatever is activating events that I have received, it responds to those events. The mind thought pattern. So let's be clear. Mind refers to the aspects of intellect and consciousness manifested as combination of thought, perception, memory, emotions, will, and imaginations. including all of the brain's conscious and unconscious cognitive processes. The mind is often used to refer especially to the thought processes of reason. Subjectively, mind manifests itself as a stream of consciousness. Philippians 4:7, and this is the King James Version, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. The mind is frequently synonymous with thought. It is that private conversation with ourselves that we carry on inside our head. Thus, we make up our minds or change our minds or are of two minds about something. One of the key attributes of the mind in this sense is that it is a private sphere to which no one but the owner has access. No one else can know our mind. They can only interpret it, what we consciously or unconsciously communicate. And of course, we know that a double-minded man is unstable. How? Because the word says so. James 1:8, King James Version said he is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways, not some of his ways, but all of his ways. James 4:8 says, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. So to have false information, we believe those thoughts to be true and now act on those deceptions. What does it mean to gain spiritual understanding? Ephesians 1:3, this is the King James Version. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. The spiritual-minded man is one who knows Jesus Christ, and therefore one develops an ear to listen to the voice of God. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, study to show yourself approved, rightly dividing the word of truth. Once you hear, then cognitively process that information, truth, to develop behavior patterns that produce fruit. We refer back to the fruit of the Spirit lesson. 2 Timothy 2:15, the King James Version said, be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Matthew 13:52. Then said he unto them, therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is an householder, which bringeth forth out of his treasures things new and old. Colossians 2:3, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. So once you develop that ear, then the treasures of heaven are revealed to you. We must communicate God's mysteries by them being revealed by the Spirit. To provide revelation of spiritual truth in our mind. Romans 1:11, King James Version. For I long to see you that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift, to the end ye may be established. 1 Corinthians 2:10-11, King James Version. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Then we have tools needed to obtain the knowledge of God, and they must be practiced. The mind have the ability to make you successful due to the cognition part of the mind and how the brain processes thoughts. It's the human consciousness that originates in the brain that is manifested especially in thought, perception, emotions, will, memory, and imagination. The principle of intelligence, the spirit of consciousness, regarded as an aspect of reality. The faculty of thinking, reasoning, and applying knowledge. Follow your mind, not your heart. Weeding out the carnal mind and renewing it with the mind of Christ. The Bible talks about the carnal mind being death. Now, this is Romans 8:6-7, King James Version. For to be carnally minded is death, But to be spiritually minded is life and peace, because the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. It is spiritual death to be carnal. It is a certain way to eternal death. The certain way to eternal death, it is the death of the soul, for it is its alienation from God, in union and communion with whom the life of the soul consists. A carnal soul is a dead soul, dead as a soul can die. She that liveth in pleasure is dead, 1 Timothy 5:6. Not only dead in law as guilty, but dead in state as carnal. Death includes all misery. Carnal souls are miserable souls. But when you talk about the spiritual mind, to be spiritually minded is the wisdom that is from above. A principle of grace is life and peace. It is the felicity and happiness of the soul. The life of the soul consists in its union with spiritual things by the mind. A sanctified soul is a living soul, and that life is peace. It is very comfortable life. All of the paths of spiritual wisdom are paths of peace. It is life and peace in the other world as well as in this. Spiritual mindedness is eternal life and peace begun, and an assured earnest of the perfection of it. It is enmity to God that is worse than the former. Now the former speaks that the carnal sinner is a dead man, which is bad. But this speaks him a devil of a man. It is not only an enemy, but enmity itself. It is not only the alienation of the soul from God, but the opposition of the soul against God. It rebels against his authority, opposes his interests, spits in his face, spurs at his bowels. Can there be a greater enmity? An enemy can be reconciled, but enmity cannot. How should this humble us for and warn us against carnal mindedness? Shall we harbor and indulge that which is enmity to God, our creator, our owner, our ruler, our benefactor? To probe this, he urges that it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. The holiness of the law of God and the unholiness of the carnal mind are as irreconcilable as light and darkness. The carnal man may by the power of divine grace be made subject to the law of God, but the carnal mind never can. This must be broken and expelled. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, Philippians 2:5. Romans 12:2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. When you become born again, your spirit instantly changes. You are recreated in Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians 5:17 tells us, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. I want to read it from the Amplified Version. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, that is, engrafted in, joined to him by faith in him as a Savior, he is a new creature, reborn and renewed by the Holy Spirit. The old things, the previous moral and spiritual condition, has passed away. Behold, new things have come, because spiritual awakening brings a new life. But not your mind. With the cognitive process, you must conform it to God's will and purpose. You do it through the word of God. We stand on the truth and know the battle is fought in our minds, but we are winners through Christ that strengthens us. Prepare your mind for the action. 1 Peter 1:13. This is the New Living Translation, and this is a call to holy living. To prepare your mind for action and exercise self-control, put all your hope in the gracious salvation that will come to you when Jesus Christ is revealed to the world. So you must live as God's obedient children. Don't slip back into your old ways of living to satisfy your own desires. You didn't know any better then. But now you must be holy in everything you do. Just as God, who chose you, is holy, But the scripture says, you must be holy because I am holy. King James Version says, and this is 1 Peter 1:13-16, wherefore gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manners of conversation, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. And I really want you to get the understanding, so I'm going to read the NIV version for you. So roll up your sleeves, put your mind in gear, be totally ready to receive the gifts that's coming when Jesus arrives. Don't lazily slip back into those old grooves of evil, doing just what you feel like doing. You didn't know any better then. You do know now. As obedient children, let yourselves be poured into a way of life shaped by God's life, a life energetic and blazing with holiness. God said, I am holy, you be holy. We are not called to dispel the darkness. We are called to turn on the light. So let's make a conscious effort to access habits, behaviors, and actions that line up with the word of God. We must repent and ask the Holy Spirit to help us act differently. Then be patient with yourself. Trust that God has heard you and that his word will change your heart if you yield to his way. God bless you, and I'll talk to you all next week. Let us pray. Lord God, in Jesus' name, we come humbly before your throne of grace. First and foremost, God, forgive us of our sins, knowing and unknowingly. Then, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for what you're doing, what you have done, and what you are doing right now. Thank you for who you are. You are truly the Lord of lords. You are the King of kings. You are the Prince of peace. You are the everlasting Father. You are the Alpha and the Omega, Lord. We love you. We adore you. We place no one before you. You are majestic. Lord, we thank you for keeping our minds in your word. In Isaiah 26:3, you said, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusted in thee. Lord, renew our minds. Transform our minds. Take out our fleshly minds and give us a mind of Christ. Lord, elevate our minds above our issues and concerns. Help us to give all of our burdens and cares to you. We need your help and can't do it by ourselves and can't do it without you. Oh, God, do what only you can do. Oh, God, we need you now. I need you now, Lord. God, help us to wait on you. Give us the patience to wait on you because you know what is best for us. Keep us during this time of pandemic. Encourage all those that need encouragement to go just a little bit further. We trust you, God. We believe. We believe in your birth, death, and resurrection, and we want you to come into our lives and live in us. Have your way in our lives, God. Look on Dr. Carey. Keep her in the center of your will. Look on all the listeners. Bless them one by one, name by name. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for tuning in to Amazing Grace Ministries, where your host is Dr. Maria Carey, and on today, your co-host is Missionary Terry Rogers. Tune in on next week, same time, and enjoy the remainder of your day. Remember, if you are blessed by this talk show, I need you to express it via text, email, or comment on our lesson page. You can text us at 309-750-7584 or email us at amazinggraceministries@gmail.com. That's with a capital AmazinggraceMinistries@gmail.com. Be blessed.